3, 2, 1. That'd be the start of the show right there. That was the liftoff of the show.
That was a brief little liftoff there. It was like a little premature liftoff.
Oh, my God. Are you going to bring that up?
What are you talking about?
Wow, was that necessary? Golly.
Well, no, it was just like a little liftoff. Like, liftoff. You should be like...
Oh, you mean like a... It's wrinkled sheets. It's wrinkled sheets. It's wrinkled sheets. It's really kind of neat. Listen to wrinkled sheets. Yeah. And what is this show about? I was thinking about this the other day. When people that don't listen to the show, that just kind of, I wonder what this show's about, and they click on it. Do they have to sit through a little bit to figure out what we are about?
Or do they sit through the whole thing and scratch their heads at the end going,
do you see what I'm saying?
What the hell?
Should there be something up front for new people every time that goes...
We've talked about this.
Well, yeah, but we've had those some weird kind of openings. You know, it's like, I'm the boyfriend. I'm the girlfriend. I'm her Homer. I'm her Simpson. You know, what did we do? What was it?
Yeah, something like that.
Something like that. But I'm her Bonnie. I'm her Clyde. Let's kill them. Whatever we used to do.
Right. But we did that for 2 weeks.
Is that what it was? Two weeks?
Yeah, and then you're like, no.
Yeah. Well, I kept asking people, like, feedback, you know.
They're like, we're not listening.
We're not listening. But they were, and they are. But that's why I'm trying to decide, especially if we're trying to promote it in more ways and getting on new platforms and things, if people should just know that, hey, I'm a guy, I'm a comic, this is my girlfriend, we're trying to live together, and this is the...
Trying.
You know what I'm saying?
Okay, you didn't explain who I am. You're a comic.
I'm a comic.
I'm a cubicle corporate recruiter.
And we're trying to live in the same world.
It's two very different lives.
That's what I'm trying to say.
Didn't explain who I was.
No, not at all. That's why I'm trying to figure out how this was working. So think about what you would be for a second, and then I'll start, and I'll throw it to you, and then we'll figure out how to explain this time, okay?
Okay.
Okay. I'm Steve. I'm a stand-up comic. I travel all over the world doing stand-up comedy. I've done it for years. I've been on TV. I am here with my girlfriend. We're doing a podcast together. It's all about boys and girls. She is...
I'm Janet, and I'm a corporate recruiter. I live in a cubicle 40-plus hours a week, and I only do that so I can afford to live and have fun outside of those work hours. I love having fun. I like trying new things and new food.
And how do you do any of that outside 40 hours of work inside of a cubicle?
Typically on the weekends. Because I do go to bed very early during
very,
the week.
Very, very early.
Because I like to work out in the mornings. Why can't I work out in the evenings?
Why can't you?
I'm so drained.
And you tell me that there's nobody else in the gym when you go. Nobody else even wants to get up that early.
No, every once in a while, I have a coworker that'll pop in, and I'm like, oh, hey, scare the heck out of me.
Do they actually work out?
Yeah. 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 Like, he has these, like, push-up things, like, that, dude, I couldn't do it.
These push-up, oh, you push and turn?
Yes. Okay, do you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, I've seen those, yeah.
And, yeah, he does the boy workouts.
Uh-huh. And you do this girl workout.
I do the elliptical, I run, I do abs.
And that's it.
I work arms and legs, but not every day.
So you're more of a cardio person.
Yeah.
Okay.
I feel like cardio burns all around.
Well, you feel like it, but muscle is what actually burns fat.
I know. I'm working on it.
I know, me too. That's why I'm trying to go to the gym myself. But, you know, I was thinking the other day when I was at the gym how... If somebody just showed up, because I was watching some new people that they bring in and they, you know, they give them the tour, they kind of walk around and show them the stuff. And if you're already kind of big or slightly rotund, are you semi intimidated by the people that are already in there working out? Do you feel like,
gonna look that good?
Yeah. Do you think that happens to people, or do you think they come
possibly
in and do it a couple times and go, this is hard. I might as well just accept who I am.
I think so. I think I went through that phase a little bit because I was not in sports growing up. And I remember when I started college, they're like, well, you can use the gym anytime. And it was a full on gym.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, I don't know what I'm doing. So one of my first friends in college was a very muscular black guy. And I'm like, will you show me what? And oh, he ended up being more like a brother. We never dated or anything, thank God, because probably would have killed each other. And in the gym, I was like, you're frustrating me. And he's like, well, you're frustrating me. And I never went into the gym again.
Why would you be frustrated?
Because
you couldn't do, like, you've seen do 10 me. Of these and give me 20 of those?
If it doesn't come quick and easy, I get very frustrated. I feel like I don't understand. This is not easy.
Well, that's what the machines are for.
Okay. But I was new. I didn't understand any of that.
Like at Fitness 19, it has, even if you've never been before, they've actually got it set up now where there's a number one, and there's a two, and a three.
Yes.
So you actually go, when you get here, just go to the first machine and follow the numbers.
And that makes sense. But this gym didn't have that. But it had all of the equipment, it had the cardio stuff. And it took, fast forward 4.5 years, my last semester at college, I had to have one more credit, and weightlifting was a credit. So I actually
took a class.
So you felt
like you knew what you were doing?
And they showed me all this stuff, and I learned so much. And then after college, I joined the YMCA, and my friend and I would do the elliptical.
Now, are you afraid to do your arms because you're afraid that you'll get manly or something? Or,
yes.
Or what?
And, like, if you build up muscle, and then maybe you hurt yourself, and you're not able to work out anymore, that muscle turns to fat. And so, you know, I don't want arms to get big.
You don't want those old granny arms that, like,
yeah,
wave
that
at you?
Yeah, hangs down like 4 inches. So I want to tone.
Lifting, that's why lifting weights is good, because you get tighten that up and get rid of that.
Right, so I want to tone. I do lighter weights with more reps. I don't do heavy weights.
Well, now we know. That's
do
who we are.
Do you not agree?
There we are, and that's who we know. Huh?
Do you not agree?
No, I was just wondering, because I know you go to the gym a lot, and you work out sometimes twice a day, and I just didn't know.
You're not noticing a difference.
Well, no, you keep telling me you're not noticing the difference. You keep telling me I need to do this, or I need to do that, or I need to change this.
So I'm trying to change it up a little bit. I think it's a lot about what I eat.
Somebody likes to eat. Don't we all? We love to eat.
Wait, I
Speaking
don't eat
which,
a lot.
I didn't say that. I said we love to eat.
Yes, we do.
And I cooked chicken tonight on the barbecue grill.
Chicken?
And I've never been good at grilling chicken, ever, because it always...
You did good.
I did good tonight. And I tell you why I did good. Siri, when you cook chicken on the grill, is it high or low flame? That was my question tonight.
Low?
No, medium. It's medium.
And I thought it was said low for a long period of time.
And it said to turn it at least 4 times during the cooking period.
Siri's so smart.
So that was my first time to try it and get it that way, and it turned out very nice.
I think you talk to Siri more than you talk to me.
Maybe.
Because we talk and we get all bickery. See, that's what this podcast is about. It's a relationship. So we talk about things. And how long have we been doing this podcast?
A couple of years now, right?
So we know there's topics that you and I should not bring up on this podcast.
No.
Because one of us is going to get pissed off.
Yeah.
And as time progresses, new topics come up that we cannot talk about on this podcast.
And then we drop those
one
too.
Of us get pissed. Mm-hmm. So we're going to end up having 30 minutes of silence.
One day. And it'll just be over. No more podcast.
No more podcast.
And then they'll go, I wonder whatever happened to them.
Oh, they sit in silence and watch 2 different television shows, one upstairs, one downstairs.
Yeah, like a normal couple.
So I had Kristen Miller. Actually, Kristen O'Connor is her name now. Because she got married.
Who is?
She was the producer on Two Girls and a Bottle of Wine.
At?
Because
people don't
V.
listen. I know. If people don't listen, you got to explain the whole story.
Right. So we haven't been on T Radio V for about a year now. Mm-hmm. And I had her on the Two Girls and a Bottle of Wine podcast this week. And she was talking to me about how her and her husband like to go. They found like this list of things you got to do in Colorado, like for fun.
Right.
And we kind of made our own list.
Mm-hmm. And I did that. I've done that with the restaurants. I saw the 5280s list of best restaurants under $5 and $10. They have these categories, $5, $10, $20. That's where a lot of those I've grown. We should try this place.
And so they do hiking rather than eating. Maybe that's our problem. They find these great places to hike in Colorado. Look at that face. You guys can't see it, but he's so confused.
Hike? What? Get out and just walk around?
The woods?
get bugs and ticks and fleas and bites. And
but you want to go sit by a body of water and try and catch fish that are not big enough to even cook.
That's, but you don't understand because you don't fish.
Right.
It's part
we
of
talked
the,
about this in the last podcast.
Oh, did we? Okay. Yeah. Was that, what was that?
That was my bracelet hitting the microphone. Oh. I'm so sorry.
Okay.
But you sent me 50 things to do in the USA before you die.
50 things to do in the USA before you die.
So before we take a look at this list, because we're not going to go through 50 things. So
because we don't have that much
don't
time.
Turn off the podcast.
Don't turn it off. Top 10. We'll do top 10.
What's your top thing to do in the U.S.? One, the number one thing to do in the U.S.
Go to California and visit the beach. That's all I can think of right off the top of my head like that.
Wow, look at you not being able to think from your hip.
No.
Bam.
Bam. Because I can't think of, you know, there's things like, I guess, that, you know, you got to visit New York City or you have to visit L.A. And that's still, that's the coast out there. You got to go to Louisiana and taste New Orleans cooking.
Mm-hmm.
What, you know, other than that, I can't think of too much. Would you go to St. Louis, visit the Arch? And then you, but you go to McDonald's and see the Arch.
I feel like people should try Branson, Missouri. In this, wait, don't.
Old people or young people?
Young people, okay. Because it has that stereotype, and I know stereotypes exist for a reason, but there's a lot to do in that area. Things that I miss having moved from there, like the lakes in Missouri, like not even Branson, like Lake of the Ozarks. Some of the best lakes to go to in the summertime. There's so much fun and so much to do, but it's one of those things that not a lot of people really think of. You think of L.A., you think of that beach. You think of Florida, you think of that beach.
Because those are real beaches.
These are lake beaches, and Colorado doesn't have any lakes. They have ponds.
No, we have lakes. We have Chatfield. And you saw the other day we drove by that one place. You go, there's a beach.
Yes, but those lakes, quote unquote, have maximum capacities. Like, I went to Chatfield once, and we had to wait for a boat to come off so our boat could go on.
Safety first.
Yeah. Table Rock Lake isn't like that. I've never seen it like that. It's so big and it's so beautiful. You haven't been there.
No, I have not.
And I think you should try it. That's the one thing.
Okay. Well, what's your list have?
Oh, back to
Just squirrel.
Sorry. go horse riding in Montana. Have you done that?
No, but I love to horseback ride.
As long as it's a broke horse that won't kill me. It has to be like a broke-ass horse.
One that just knows its own little trail, and you turn the reins loose and it just walks back.
Not that broke, but like I went horseback riding up in the mountains once here near Steamboat Springs, and my horse was so broke that me not knowing what the hell I was doing, my saddle slid up the horse's neck, and I'm just like, doo-doo-doo. And the person that was guiding us turned around and was like, well, aren't we glad you have a broke horse? And I was like, why? Any other horse would have bucked your ass off that. I'm like, oh, I had no
it was that high
idea.
Up the neck?
Yes. Because we were going down a mountain, so gravity. Number two, bungee jump from the Royal Gorge Bridge.
Nope. Not jumping off of anything.
Really?
Yep. I know people that do that. I'm not an adrenaline junkie. Those are the people that get, if it might kill them, they get excited about it.
I don't, yeah. Have you toured the White House? Because that's number three.
Have not toured the White House. That would be interesting. I have to agree with that one.
You're going to hate this next one.
Okay.
Go to the Super Bowl.
I can see where people might want to do that.
You went to an NFL game with me last year, and you admitted that it wasn't that bad when you were actually there.
No, it was not.
Can you imagine?
The food was okay.
The atmosphere at the Super Freaking Bowl.
The crowds, the energy of the screaming and the cheering. Yes.
Ride a cable car in San Francisco. My best friend from kindergarten lives in San Francisco. She's like, come out for the weekend, come out for a long weekend. What the hell am I doing?
You've never
done
it.
Going out there. I'm an idiot.
But you want to ride a cable car?
I would like to see San Francisco.
It's gorgeous. It really is.
I like this next one.
Good seafood, too.
Still haven't been able to do this. Attend the Grand Ole Opry.
Yes, I would like to attend. I have actually performed on the stage of the Grand Ole Opry, but I've never been there during a concert. It was during the taping of the Bill Ingvall comedy special that we did, the tribute history of country comedy, and we did a show there.
Nice.
But it's a beautiful, beautiful place.
Mm-hmm. The next one, pig out at Hershey's Chocolate World in Pennsylvania. Have you even been there? Mm-mm. I haven't been east. I went to Florida once.
That was it?
Yep. Yeah. Fort Lauderdale.
don't think that's on the list.
No. See the trees in Redwood National Park?
I wonder if Hershey's, Pennsylvania is anything like Willy Wonka's chocolate factory.
That's what I picture.
That is sort of what I picture, too, that they've got all this special chocolate and vats going, and they're experimenting with chocolate, and this is the new flavor we're working on, and this is the these are the chips that we put into cookies. And
do you think they let you see that back end part? Because remember, on Willy Wonka, there were only 5 kids that got to see that back part.
I know. Remember how excited you were thinking that you one day you might get a golden ticket? Did you ever feel that in anything?
No, because it was set so far back, like in time. Like when I read the book, like it felt like back in the olden days of chocolate.
But like when you buy you still get a Willy Wonka chocolate still around. Do you ever feel like if you buy one or open one, there just might be a golden ticket?
I never thought of that.
Just by, you know.
You do?
What do they mean by this? I got the golden ticket. What now golden ticket just means that you're the winner. You know, you've heard
of
it.
What?
That's almost like, it's become a saying. Well, oh. You do. That's like getting the golden ticket.
Right. Okay, I gotcha.
So what would be, in your world, what would be getting the golden ticket? Promotion, a new car, vacation.
So many things running through my head right now. I'm like, is it work associated or is it fun associated? You know, would I want to go like
to another country?
Okay. So like winning a ticket to like Paris.
That would be your golden ticket.
Mm-hmm.
That would be nice. I want to go to Paris one day.
Mm-hmm. See the Eiffel Tower.
Have some escargot and garlic.
I guess Nutella is like water over there.
Like they water?
They just have jars of Nutella
out. And they drink Nutella right out of a pitcher?
Well, no. My best friend Amanda went, and there were these people that were selling Nutella on like every corner. And like she saw some guy just go by and like put his fingers in and like eat right out of the jar. And no one stopped him.
Oh, that's pretty gross.
Yeah. She's like, I'm not ordering any more Nutella. Ew. All right. Number 9 on this list.
Try
tailgating in Chicago.
I guess they mean tailgating at the game?
Yeah. Yes. That's all it says. Many major U.S. cities can boast top flight teams in the country's major sports of baseball, football, and basketball. And you can combine superb professional sport entertainment with great food. One brilliant destination for tailgating is Chicago because it has food and the sports.
Mm.
So what would be your golden ticket?
Golden ticket. I don't really know. I think my golden ticket would be finally getting picked to do something in Hollywood. I think that would probably be my golden ticket to be like...
So I went with fun, you went with work.
Is that work? Because that's still fun to me. My work is still fun. It's not work if you do what you like.
But I haven't seen that attitude in you. I gotta go out of town, I gotta work.
Well, yeah, but doing the shows is great.
Are you excited to go to Dallas? No, it's just gonna be a paycheck.
Yeah. I mean, going out of town, leaving my house is work. The show itself is never work. It's that whole, I got to pack, I got to go, I got to live out of a hotel. So you're basically just living to do the show. That's why I think if you got the golden ticket of going, okay, here's your HBO special on your sitcom, then your shows become even more fun because people are coming to see you, not just coming to the comedy club.
Gotcha.
You see what I'm saying?
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Okay. And then the last one, number 10, is eat buffalo wings in Buffalo, New York.
Done it. I scratched that off.
How was it?
It was delicious. That was the first time I ever had buffalo wings years and years ago was at a bar in Buffalo, New York.
Nice.
And then the second time I ever had them was at a bar restaurant in Rochester, New York. And I kept thinking, these have got to go worldwide.
And they
did. That would have been back about 87, 88, something like that. And then they did. They just...
Crazy.
Now there's full restaurants of Buffalo Wild Wings and Wing Source and...
Lots of wing places.
A lot of wing places.
Yep. So those are the top 10 things you should do in the U.S.
Top 10 things, and I've done one. I think one of those.
I haven't done any of them. Mm. Crap.
Well,
but you know what I did this last weekend?
You ziplined?
Near the Royal Gorge.
But when you say I'm going ziplining... Near the Royal Gorge. Doesn't everybody just assume, hey, that's kind of dangerous to go across the Royal Gorge like that?
Yeah, they do. It was in Canyon City, which is where the Royal Gorge is, but it was not at the Royal Gorge. It was in the rolling hills just beyond Canyon City. Oh my gosh, it was so beautiful. So beautiful. 7,000 feet.
Is it the actual kind of zip line where you just hook to a wire and hold on to something and go?
Yes.
Not like a chair like we did in Vegas where you...
You're in a harness, like a parachute harness.
Yeah.
So it's just your harness hooked to a hook that's on this nylon cable that goes across...
Did they tell you how fast?
Everyone's different. Like if...
Depending on your weight.
If you balled up, you went faster. And I did that on most of them. But like it's the fastest and the longest zip line in North America. It was so much fun.
I'm surprised that you really are a zip line girl.
I love that.
I'm surprised, especially, and you did it by yourself while I was out of town. You're like,
I'm going. You would like it.
Well, I know, because that's one of those scary things that you could die.
It's not scary.
The cable could break daily. And you could fall.
But I would
it's
be
like
smiling.
Jumping out of a plane. The parachute might not open and you could fall.
Right.
The whole thought of those kind of things.
You get in a plane every week.
And I get scared. I really do fly. I was telling this to a comic the other day. I fly so much, it's actually become, is it this plane? Is it this plane? Is it this one going down? Is this one? It's
See,
kind
that's of, where your pessimistic side comes out.
Is it?
Yes.
Because like, you just start thinking, I've done it so much. The odds are, we're spinning the big lotto ball. When is the...
I have told you that I think that you have a negative side. And you're like, no, I'm super positive. No, I think you have this negative side that you think you cover up because you're a comedian.
Mm-hmm.
But you kind of look at the negative side of things sometimes. Like, you just showed it. Yeah. You get on a plane, you're like, is this the one that's going to kill me? Why don't you think of that in a car? Is this the day I'm going to get hit by a big truck and I'm going to die in my car?
I do. I just don't say it out loud.
That's weird.
Is it?
Have you talked to a professional about these thoughts?
No.
I think you should.
Why is that?
Because I never think
it's never,
like
it's
that.
It's not good to be realistic about what you like. Today could be the day. I should live every day to the fullest because today
but do
could
you?
Be the day. I should live, huh?
Do you live every day to the fullest? When I spoke to you this weekend on Friday, you were in San Antonio. I'm like, so what are you doing? Well, sat in the hotel today, got some coffee. Then went back to the hotel. Like, did you go swimming? Well, no, I didn't bring any trunks.
I didn't have a swimsuit.
Is there a Walmart close?
Yeah, but it was like 104. I didn't want to walk to a Walmart.
So you're living every day to the fullest, huh?
Well, the next day, my brother showed up with his wife, and then we
and
had
you
a
would
call.
Have not gotten out of your hotel room.
I probably
room
would not. If he had not shown up, I probably not would not have gotten out of my hotel room.
You've told me that. I come to see you in Vegas, and I'm like, let's go do this. And you're like, typically, I just don't do anything. I'm like, you're in Las freaking Vegas.
Yeah, but I've been working there since 87.
So have
I
you
feel
ridden
like,
the roller coasters?
No, but because a roller coaster come off the track and you could actually fall. So that's probably why I have it.
I'm done with this conversation. Another topic we cannot discuss on Wrinkled Sheets. Having fun in life.
What? You could have fun. I love going out and having fun. What is that evil laugh?
Going out and having coffee.
That's fun. That's fun. You can people watch and write, and you can read things, and you can learn, read the internet, and find out stories like Ebola.
I heard.
Ebola is going to kill us all.
Okay.
It's going to kill us all.
Tomorrow could be the
it
day.
It says it's
the
one.
The day after that could be the day.
Did you see that the news says we're one airplane flight away from Ebola in America? Doesn't that kind of scare you a little bit?
Aren't you glad we're in a flyover state, so we're not probably going to be one of the first states that it hits?
Well, you would hope not.
Ouch.
But the person that they caught that was going to be leaving Africa that had Ebola was on the way to, I think it was like Pittsburgh or Cleveland or something like that, to see their daughter. So it's one of those kind of like, airplanes go everywhere. You would hope that they screen everybody.
Are they going to shut our borders anytime soon? That'd be great. Let's just all stay in the U.S. for a while.
Let's everybody hang out. Let's clear it all up. Get the germs out. Get the whole
Ebola
die
world.
Off out there. Sanitize the world. That is the name of this podcast this week. Sanitize the world.
You need to write that down because every time we get done recording,
we can't remember.
We're like, what's the title?
What are we going to call the podcast this week? So, but anyway, back to your zip line. You loved it. You would do it again. Would you recommend it to anybody in the area?
Yes.
Okay, what is the name of the company that
the
people
Royal
are listening?
Gorge Zip Line.
That's pretty simple.
Yeah. It was pretty pricey, but if you break it down, it's really not. So we went and did...
I'm I'm breaking it down.
You and I both went on a zip line in Las Vegas. Mm-hmm. One zip line.
Right.
We went at night. The price was supposed to be $40 a person.
They gave us a discount.
Because you were working.
I was working for the hotel.
Yeah, so
chain.
We went for $25 a person.
Okay, that was one.
This course that I went, it was 11 zip lines. And then at the very end of the course, you get to jump off of a 40-foot tower.
Jump off?
Yes, you're tethered to this... I don't even know what to call it. It's not a bungee because it doesn't jerk you. Uh-huh. Like you jump and it softly catches you and lowers you to the ground.
And that's the very end of it.
Yes. 11 zip lines and then that.
Wow.
And I paid $160. So if you do the math, it's a great deal.
It's a pretty good deal.
And then you can get all your pictures for $35.
But didn't you say there was like a long hike involved of getting
altogether,
to where you wanted?
Altogether, it's only a mile, but it's uphill. And it's not all at once. And they have water.
Stations like, along the way or something?
Yeah. Because I was like, well, I had a backpack. And they're like, you probably don't need that. I was like, well, what about my water?
In my head,
I'm thinking, what about my phone and my camera? And they're like, you don't really want that. Because it's just going to get in the way and the guides aren't going to. So.
Right. I mean, if you take pictures, then we're not going to be able to sell you the pictures that of you.
These are, like, you're constantly going. It would have been easy. Like, I saw a guy drop a water bottle in a canyon that we were ziplining over. And I'm like, ooh, that could have been my phone. Could have just dropped out of my pocket.
And you watch it hit the rocks and bounce.
iPhone down.
I saw a woman drop an iPhone the other day in the airport.
Slow motion?
Yeah.
You're like,
even
no.
I saw it in slow motion because it hit, it bounced. It bounced again, and then it came apart. Like this, after the second bounce, you know, the first one, I'm sure you'd be like, "Oh, cool! Oh,
yeah!"
Because it hit just right on that next one.
That would be sad.
Have you seen that happen when people drop their phones and it just like goes two pieces, battery flies out,
and you hear that asshole go, "Oh, that sucks.
That's gonna cost you."
Yeah, I hate those people. And so I just like look away like I didn't see it. Like, oh, I feel so bad for you.
Well, did you wear sunscreen while you were?
I did.
You did?
I did. You know me. I am like, ever since I had that spot, what was that? Like 3 years ago, 2 years ago that they removed for testing and it came back clear and everything, but it kind of freaked me out.
Anytime you have to be tested, it'll freak you out.
And now I'm like, every time we're going to be outside, I put on sunscreen.
Well, I have to have.
A spot removed,
Three, actually.
I'm in touch with my boyfriend's life.
Yeah, three. And so I'm going to have to put it off because two are on my face and one is on my back. And since I have to work, I don't want to do the face one until I have time to heal. But I have found the top 10 reasons that people say they don't wear sunscreen.
Okay.
Okay. Number one, sunscreen causes cancer. Have you ever heard that? I've never heard that.
I have, but so does deodorant.
Yeah, that causes Alzheimer's too.
Oh, crap.
They say the aluminum in deodorant causes Alzheimer's.
If you listen to Two Girls and a Bottle of Wine this week, we talk about the top 10 deodorants.
What? Number two rationale is I need my vitamin D, which is true. Sun gives you vitamin D, but you don't need that much of it, right?
Right.
You don't need skin cancer's worth of vitamin D.
Right.
Number three, I'm only outside for a few minutes at a time.
Yeah, but in Colorado, outside for 5 minutes, you can get a sunburn.
Yep. Well, this says that the truth is, if you add up all the incidental sun exposures the average person receives each week, it totals a whopping 18 hours.
Wow.
I mean, that's like if you're just running into the house, stepping into your car, getting out of your car, walking into the mall.
Even driving in your car.
Yeah. That people get the farmer arm from from driving that car. And they say that one side of your face gets it too. Number four, I'm allergic to sunscreen.
People are stupid.
The truth is actually less than 1% of the population is allergic.
I would say I used to think it was too greasy. It made me feel too greasy. Break out.
Number five, the sun helps clear up my skin and my acne.
I think the chlorine does when you go swimming. But
the truth is, ultraviolet light does have an anti-inflammatory effect that can minimize breakouts and some of the redness, but the tan you get can cause the trouble. So it's kind of one of those.
Cancer would be worse than a zit.
Cancer would be a lot.
I'm just Perspective.
Rationale number six, my makeup contains sunscreen.
And when we went and saw the doctor most recently for some face stuff, I said the same thing. I was like, well, I don't really put it on my skin because my foundation has SPF. She's like, not enough.
No.
You have to have at least 50.
SPF 50. That's like having your face white with zinc, though, isn't it?
I don't know. None of my makeup has SPF 50.
Number seven, I never burn.
Oh, yeah.
I never burn.
Yeah, those people.
Is there people really that never burn?
Yes, but it's still bad for them. Like, if you have Native American in you, you're not as likely to burn.
Well, the truth is, just because you don't feel the blistery effects of the UV rays doesn't mean you haven't done damage, says dermatologist. Indeed, the clearest evidence of harm is a tan. And the analysis of tan skin shows signs of connective tissue degradation that can lead to lines, wrinkles, and skin sagging.
Don't you remember something about Mary? That old lady?
Yeah, that old saggy lady boobies. Oh. Okay, and number eight, it's too late. I've already fried my skin.
Dang.
You had people say that or heard that before?
I, as a kid, I used to go to the pool a lot and didn't wear sunscreen. And at one point, I was at church. And one of the moms was like, you are so burnt, you're purple. And she
gave
me...
That's like cooked meat.
Yeah, she gave me, like, sunscreen. Yeah, I could totally say that. I've already fried. I was a lifeguard for 4 years.
I think that's the people that think that a lot. There's people like lifeguards and pool people or the surfers, people that have surfed all their life. And they think, you know, I've been in the sun all my life. I don't have it yet.
Right. It's just like smokers. I've been smoking for 20 years. I don't have cancer yet.
And then one day.
Yeah. Bad news.
Well, do you want to give us your other little list before we wrap it up here? Your
Big Brother?
Your Big Brother list?
Big Brother. I feel like you're not watching Big Brother much this year.
I have not been.
Have you caught up?
I have not caught up. I've watched now and then. Like the other night, I sat and I watched the nighttime, what are the TV Guides channel, some of that. But the cast this year has not been that exciting to me for whatever reason.
Because they're not bitch slapping each other?
Maybe so.
So I got a list. A list of 61 signs. But we're not going to go over 61.
No, don't turn us off. It's just going to be 10.
I'm going to pick out some of my favorites. Okay. First, it takes you roughly 4 weeks to learn every house guest name.
That's true.
Yes. Like, I follow a lot of the people on Twitter that have live feeds, and at first, like, they're tweeting, and I'm like, crap, who's that? And I'd have to go to the CBS.com website.
To figure out their names and put faces to the name.
All of the talk about floaters makes you want to grab a life vest. What? What? You have nothing to say?
No.
Okay. Rachel. Remember Rachel?
Oh, yes, Rachel.
Love her or hate her, you have come to recognize that she is one of the best competitors to ever play Big Brother.
And why is that, do you think?
What do you mean? Which part?
Why is she considered? Because I didn't think she really did anything but backstab and talk and cry a lot.
She won. When it came down to, like, if she didn't win, she was out, she won. That's how she won $500,000.
Yeah, but what made her so good? That's what I'm saying. What?
When it came down to if she didn't win, she was out. She won when it counted.
The competitions, you mean?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. If you watch Big Brother, you know you have to win. Like, you have to...
Win the game or win the competition.
Sorry. Okay. Should we start and explain Big Brother at the beginning of all this? But yeah, if she was on the block and she didn't win Power Veto, she would have gone home. So she won Power Veto.
Hexy.
Or if she couldn't, you know, she'd win head of household anytime she could. Like, she had a lot of HOHs, which is head of household.
Right.
Dr. Will is the best player on Big Brother history.
Ever.
Ever. Followed by Dan, June, and Janelle.
Not Evil Dick?
No. But season six Janelle, you don't really understand what happened to her in the All Stars season, which, yeah. Like, she had gotten married and... I think had a baby and, like, she lost it. Her sparkle was gone. She didn't win.
Never lose your sparkle.
Yeah, what number am I at?
4, 5.
Okay.
Because you were randomly picking.
I know. Although you don't understand why Rachel is still with Brendan, when we all know that he sent penis pictures to random girls online, you also doubt that he's a rocket scientist, which he kept claiming he was going to school.
Oh, I remember that.
To be a rocket scientist.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's not.
No. You can't for the life of you understand why Big Brother, which once gave us Bunky and Will Wickle, currently seems incapable of casting gay men who don't represent every stereotype. You talk about that every season.
It drives me nuts. Insane. They go straight for the flame, the really super flame on, instead of just having, I'm a gay guy.
Yes.
That has to have the overly show busy gay.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's times, that, especially if you watch the After Hours, he doesn't act or talk like that at all. And the other guy is even said to him, where's the other Frankie? Where's the other?
Frank, yeah.
Yeah.
You laugh when house guests make final two deals in the first week or the second week.
The first week of let's create a.
I'll take you to the end. Wait, what's your name?
It's all eight of us. What?
Oh, that was ridiculous.
What?
Devin, I'm so glad he's out. Yeah. You know there was never been a cool alliance name like the Bomb Squad. Not cool.
Quack Pack.
Quack Pack was the next
Quack
one.
Quack Pack.
Not the Friendship. Not the Moving Company.
Not the Bomb Squad.
Not the Brigade. Not Chilltown, not the Four Horsemen.
Chilltown was pretty good. They did the C. They'd always do the hands. C, Chilltown.
Chilltown. How, that's because you loved Mike Boogie and Dr. Will.
I thought they were good.
You had boy crushes on them. But you will start using these alliance nicknames in casual conversation that makes you die a little bit inside every time.
I want to know where is this season, because I'm missing the insult robot.
Yes, I know.
Where is he?
It's called Zingbot.
Zingbot.
It comes a little
Zingbot.
Bit later.
Yes.
It comes a little bit later after the show's been on for a while and it gets a lot of material. Yeah. Nothing makes you happier than a successful backdoor eviction, except for a double except for a double eviction episode or Zingbot.
I love Zingbot.
You genuinely think Zingbot is the funniest person on the planet for 2 minutes every season.
I do, because you actually feel like, oh, did they really say that on TV? Oh!
You devote 3 hours a week to watching Big Brother, which you don't do anymore.
You do. I
do.
Just, like you were saying, though, I don't feel this cast, I don't feel it like I did before. I really liked those guys, like the Chilltown, and I liked those. Who was the nerdy guy that won that season? I can't remember his name, but Ian, I thought there was guys that you really got into. And this season, I just feel they're like annoying and they haven't really done anything. Like last season, remember the Indian guy? We both were like, oh, love-hate relationship. Remember he was the, what he called himself? Like,
what do you think? What about Beast Mode Cowboy?
Oh, no. He's just annoying because he's just gotten annoying. Like, and nobody wants to tell him, dude, chill out. She doesn't like you. Just everything about him is just annoying.
I think that's where you and I have different, like, I think it's okay. It doesn't have to be dramatic and crazy.
I think that's got to be it, because that's one of the reasons I like the UK version, is because they use the diary room more, and they go in and they talk about situations, or I almost got in a fight with such and such, or they call into the diary room to discuss it. I always feel like this one, at least maybe this season more, is them calling them in and just repeating what they just did. Like just saying, I knew if I didn't win, I was going to be out. Then it goes back to the game. I knew that such and such was on the line, and I had to, you know what I'm saying? They just kind of reiterate what they're...
I do, because I watched the season in England that Spidey was on, and I don't...
There's a lot more drama in it than these guys just playing games and talking about, hey, I knew that we were going to be together, and I could tell that if I didn't, it was going to be, you know...
So I think where you went wrong is you should have stuck with the U.S. version. You went over there to England, and they do all things crazy.
They do it crazy.
And then you come back here to vanilla U.S.
That's true.
All right, the last thing I want to say about Big Brother is you consider Big Brother the sole reason that summer was invented. You firmly believe you could play a better, smarter, and more strategic game than the current house guests. But then you realize personally competing on Big Brother would involve you consistently wearing a Speedo bikini on national television and think, nah, I'm good.
And that would be you.
I know.
That
Remember
would be
the first
you.
Summer we were dating and I was like, here, you got to watch this show. I've really thought about doing this.
I thought about going. I wanted to be
and
on
And you were
it.
Like, no. And that was because we were in a new relationship. And now I think you'd be like, you go, girl.
You go, girl. Go win us $500,000.
Yeah.
We can use that money.
I can
money.
Deal with you being gone for 3 months.
Yeah, just go. I'll see you when you get back. We'll chat.
What's the difference in that Steve that happened 4 years ago and this Steve?
That's called the relationship, how it has evolved and gotten
better. You're okay
better
if I'm not
and more
around.
Comfortable. No, I'm not okay with it. I'm just okay with the fact that you might go win $500,000.
But
that's my girlfriend.
Me.
I would tell everybody, that's my girlfriend. God dang it, that's my girlfriend. See that? See the one falling off the log right now with the mustard being thrown at her? That's my girlfriend.
Did her vagina just make an appearance on CBS?
Yes! Oh, speaking of which, did you see the picture going around of the one girl with her tampon string hanging out?
Oops.
The one with the purple hair? Remember the one that got kicked out early?
Uh-huh. She was the first house guest to go.
There's a picture on the internet of her laying out on one of the lawn chairs.
See, that's the thing. You've got cameras on you 24/7. Stuff like that's going to happen.
Yeah, I know.
Like, there's a lot of, like, boobs and...
that we don't get to see.
You can. All you got to do is Google.
Okay. Well, we're at 42 minutes. We got to wrap it up.
We are wasting people's lives.
I know. Thanks for wasting your life with us. We appreciate it. We'll see you
next
time.
Week?
Next week. Should be.
Yeah.
All right.
In town again.
How do they get a hold of you?
PinkBarb27@yahoo.com.
You always act like you really don't want to tell them that. McGrew@msn.com. Follow us on Stitcher Radio, Podbean. Where else are we?
iTunes?
iTunes. Big time on iTunes.
Yeah.
That would be great if you'd go to iTunes, subscribe, and leave us a review there on iTunes. All right? We'll see you.
Bye. Bye.